Well, I started playing mandolin when I was age 11. And once again, I don't know why the mandolin. It just, there was one in the house. But on the other hand, I've never been a believer in half-size fiddles or any other half-size instruments. I mean, because I've met six-year-old kids who could play a full-size violin really well. And, I mean, you know, how much smaller does this have to get? But, I mean, and then another side of that question is, when you see somebody with Mike Marshall, who's got hands much bigger than these, how does he get in those frets and accomplish that? I don't know. He's got talent. But you know, when I first started, I mean, it was like my hands were big enough to reach the notes on a mandolin when I first started. And it's often asked, what's the first tune you learned? Saw Jim and Jesse on TV, and the first tune that I ever learned was. And, but it was a mandolin, a banjo tune, the way I first learned it. But I mean, who knows what's going to appeal to you? But somehow I got on this about half-size mandolins, and I don't know the answer to this question. Sorry, mate. Thoughts on mandolins before we go? Yes, sir. I don't know if any of her the questions been influenced by Herschel Sizemore. I very much have, and as far as studying specific material, I haven't, but I just know that when I first started playing the mandolin, Herschel Sizemore was one of the first guys I ever heard that didn't play just like Bill Monroe, that had his own style going. And there's so many great players over the years that, you know, have been overlooked. Herschel Sizemore is one of our fine mandolin players. Anything I can play?
Can't
play. Oh. Play something you don't know. Hey! Kick it off, Stephen.
Crooked smile.
I can't play. Well, if there's no request, we'll go on ahead with the program. I'm not very well versed in ballet music. I don't know many Broadway show tunes. I'm learning some. there's lots of kinds of music I can't play, and that's keeping me interested. I'm still trying to learn, and bottom line is, when you stop learning, you're in trouble. And you got it, and you're going to get to points in your playing where you feel like you're at a you've reached a stopping point where, well, am I ever going to learn anymore? And Homer Haynes, who used to play in Homer and Jethro, used to say a great statement to say, well, when you reach that point, when all of a sudden you feel like you're not sure if you're going to learn anymore, that your brain's kind of stuck, he said, that's when you're about to learn something really good. But you got to keep your mind open to different kinds of music because, I mean, and maybe it's a bluegrass song you haven't learned before, or maybe you're going to, dare I say, you know, turn on Good Morning America and find somebody, seriously, that you've never heard before. It's going to knock you out. I played on Prairie Home Companion a couple weeks ago, and I met a singer named Geraldine Steele that I never heard of before, and she's one of the most fantastic vocalists I've ever heard. And all I can say is, I hope as you keep aging, you keep finding people that all of a sudden you stumble in on them, you never heard it before. It's one of the greatest sounds you ever heard. And it's truly inspiring. I think it's a David Grisman number. I'm not sure. A Nickel Creek tune. I don't know. I think at this moment that would be called the embarrassment rag.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bush is going to be on the main stage at 11:30 tonight. If you don't get enough in this workshop today, check out his CDs.
One of my favorite tunes to play is one I learned off a Stanley Brothers record, and maybe it's a publishing thing now that I know more about the music business, but it was a mandolin tune that on that record it was called Ralph's Banjo Special. Well, we're going to neighbors, they tell us our time is just about up, and I know you're just trying to stay out of the rain, and we appreciate that. We invite you to stay up with us on the midnight shift tonight. We're going to be up. We're staying up with you. We're here. As Jorma Kalkinen said, we exist to serve.